Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Wacky Jack podcast. And today we are going to be simply talking about finding supplies for the muzzle-loading pistol. As you probably know, if you listened to yesterday's podcast, we talked about how I got a muzzle-loading pistol and how I just did an overall review about it. Now, today I decided that I wanted to just kind of do getting the supplies for it and what I really all needed just to get it working, really. Kind of for the basics of it, and it was kind of a hassle to get all the stuff, so I figured why not make a podcast out of it. So basically that's what we are going to do. If I don't get everything covered correctly, sorry, but anyways, that's just the general basis of what we're doing today, just reviewing what I needed to get for the muzzle loading pistol basically. And but before I do that, I want to go ahead and let my sponsors roll through just for about a minute. Okay, now that we are back from the sponsors, as you probably heard in the intro, today we are going to be talking about basically all the stuff that I really needed to get the muzzle-loading pistol kind of working just for the basics. And once again, if I leave something out or don't cover it bad enough, sorry for it. But anyways, without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get right into the episode. So the first thing I want to talk about when it comes to the muzzle-loading pistol is getting the basics down, what you really need for it. Sometimes there are probably different versions. Some people do it. Some people like make rolled kind of bullets for it. Some people just kind of do it the old-fashioned way, which is what I kind of do. So I don't really know if it's like, I don't know if you can like roll up a bullet for that pistol, but then I'm pretty sure you can. But anyways, so the first thing about it really is getting the black powder. Now, I don't use actual black powder for it. I use kind of a substitute that's very close to black powder that a lot of people use. So basically, that's the first thing. And we actually got that pretty close by at like a local shop, surprisingly at Dunham's, if you know what that is at all. So basically, that was pretty easy. And currently right now as this podcast, I'm running low on it, but I'm still through my first container of it because they come in some pretty reasonable portions for black powder. Anyways, the next thing is getting a wad in it basically. And the way you fire that pistol is you need black powder, a wad, and something in it, like a bullet and or oatmeal. Now, the reason why I said oatmeal is because reenactors do use them for the reenactments, just so they don't fire actual bullets at each other because it's just a reenactment. But anyways, so getting the wad, basically, that was a little bit harder. I actually went through like about 3 different sizes of wads to kind of experiment which ones worked best for that pistol, because it is a 50 caliber pistol, so it's, to me, kind of a small kind of caliber, you know. It's still a good size, but, you know, it's still kind of small, basically. So, basically, we went with the normal 50 caliber wads at first because that's kind of what we just kind of thought for it. Now, one thing about those is that they're very hard to get down kind of the barrel of it. So, we went down to another one. A little bit. Well, actually, we more kind of cut them into little square shapes. And later on, we found 44, kind of a, like 44 to something, kind of caliber wads. So we went with that, and that's what I currently use because it's just kind of easier like that. All right. Now, going on to the actual bullets. The bullets were very easy to find. Cabela's usually did it for me. Where I just use like a very small bullet kind of thing. Well, it's like a lead ball basically. It's still very fun to shoot. To me, it's like a little mini cannon in your hand because of all the, you know, powder coming out and the bullet, you know. To me, it just kind of makes sense to call it like a little mini cannon. Like an on the go cannon. But anyways, so I got all of that. And then probably one of the worst things is the percussion caps. Now, one thing about the percussion caps is that we did file the nipple down, so it could fit 10 caps, because we could barely find 11 caps really anywhere. So, but we did get a new nipple for it, just in case if we want to switch from 11 to 10, 11 to 10, blah, blah, blah. Basic stuff like that. But that was kind of a hassle to find, and after we found one, we kind of had to, you know, we kind of had to go to another, but eventually we did find it. The one problem was actually with the pistol. The hammer was kind of cocked to more of the right, so it wasn't hitting the cap directly, so every pretty much second time the hammer hit, then it might have fired. But we got that adjusted. We kind of, you know, like kind of pushed it to the left a little bit. So now the hammer hits the percussion cap directly, so it can send the spark down through the nipple and light the gunpowder and just, you know, explode off, basically. Anyways, that's what all I wanted to talk about today. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day or night whenever you are listening, and God bless.